Yeah.
I know this month you're talking about marriage and family. Is that right?
我知道这个月我们在国语堂讲的是家庭和婚姻。是这样的吗?
Is that right?
是的,是的。
Okay, so today we want to talk about husbands, God's wise instructions for husbands.
今天我们想讲一讲神对丈夫们的一些忠告。
So, as we talk about this, some of you are husbands.
在我们谈这个话题的时候，我相信我们中间有一些。
If you're a married man, put your hand up.
如果你是结婚的丈夫，请举起一下手。
Okay, so I am too.
我也是。
So as we look into God's word today.
当我们今天一起来查考圣经的神的话语的时候。
This will be something very important for me to listen to my own sermon.
这也是对我说话非常重要的对我的信息。
And some of you are married women.
你们中间也有结婚的女士。
How many of you are married women?
有多少人是结婚的女子?
Okay, so I don't want to see you hitting your husband with the elbow.
我希望你们不要在今天用你们的胳膊肘来打你们的先生。
Some of you are single women. True? You're not married.
也有没有结婚的女子吗?
Put your hands up. Okay, some of you are. So, when we talk about a husband here today, you can be looking for someone who's like this.
当我们今天谈有关丈夫的事情的时候，这些还没有结婚的呢，可以思考是不是要找这样的丈夫。
And if you are a single man,
如果你是单身的男士
you can pray that God will help you to become like this man that we look at today.
如果你是个单身的男子的话，青年的话，你们也可以考虑，你们也愿意，你们将来也从今天的课程里头能够学到一些东西，能够成为我们所谈论的那样美好的。
So there's something here for all of us today.
所以不管你的处境是什么，今天都有些我们能够学习的东西。
So let's pray and ask the Lord to help us.
所以我们低头祷告，求神来帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, we want to look into your word today.
天上的父，我们今天愿意来学习您的话语。
You are the only one who knows all about us.
你是在世上唯一的知道我们所有的人。
So we ask you to take your word today, Lord.
所以我们今天求您的话语降下来。
And to teach us what we need to know.
也教导我们我们应当学习的东西。
And that you will work through your Holy Spirit.
所以你借着你的圣灵来运行在我们中间。
To change our lives.
来改变我们的生命。
To help us to be more like Jesus.
让我们能够更像我们的主耶稣。
Because we love you, Lord.
因为我们爱你。
And we want to follow you.
我们愿意跟随你。
In all of our relationships.
在我们这些关系中。
So help us now, we pray.
帮助我们。我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' strong name.
因着我们耶稣基督得胜的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I wonder if you would turn in your Bibles, please, to Ephesians chapter 5.
我们请大家打开圣经以弗所书第四章。
And I think this is Ephesians 4. So,
oh,
yeah, so I'm going to read this, and Ephesians 5.
我们跟这个上面呢先不太一样，是以弗所书的第五章。
We'll look at Ephesians 5 to see instructions for husbands here.And it's a different text what do I push here? Don, I'm not doing very well here.
Wrong button.
Right side? On the right side. Oh, good. Okay, we'll just go there for a minute, okay? I want to read Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll start at verse 22.
好，我们打开以弗所书第五章，第二十二节。
This says, "Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord."
这里说，你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
Now it's interesting that every husband knows this verse.
很有意思的是，所有的丈夫，每一个丈夫都知道这节经文。
But does every husband know this next verse?
但是是
verse 25.
丈夫都知道下面的一段经文吗？就是25节。
This says, husbands, love your wives just as Jesus Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
这里是这样说，因丈夫妻子教会子你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，如同正如基督爱教会。
To make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. That's verse 26.
就像26节这样说，要用水借着道把教会洁净，成为圣洁。
And to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
When we look at this passage of Scripture,
当我们看这节经文的时候，
we see that God wants the husband to help the wife become the best person she can possibly be.
这节经文我们看出丈神希望丈夫能够帮助他的妻子成为一个最好的妻子，圣洁。
So that just as Jesus Christ laid down his life for the church,
正如耶稣为着教会舍命。
A husband is called to lay down his life for his wife.
丈夫也被呼召为妻子来舍命。
How does a man do this?
有多少的男人这么做？
This is what we want to look at today.
今天这是我们今天想一起来学习的。
A husband and a wife can really influence one another for good or for discouragement.
一个丈夫和妻子在一起有可能能够互相鼓励，一起成长，也可能会一起跌倒。
So I have a story.
我这里有一个故事。
About the mayor of Philadelphia.
有关一个费城的一个市长的故事。
The mayor and his wife were driving home after work one day.
这个费城的市长和他的妻子一起回家，有一天一起开车回家。
They stopped at a gas station for some gas.
他们在一个加油站加油。
And the man came out of the store to pump the gas.
有一个人从里面走来，来帮助他们加油啊。
And he looked right past the mayor and looked at the wife.
他看这个人看了一下这个市长还有他的妻子。
And he said, "Sue, is that you?"
他说苏是不是你呢？
And she looked and she said, "Joe, is that you?"
他说Joe, 真的是你吗？
So the wife got out of the car and was talking to the guy as he pumped the gas.
所以这个妻子就离开车和这个叫 Joe 的男子加油的工人开始说话，不停的说话。
And the mayor was just sitting in the car.
这个市长就在这个车里坐着。
When they paid the bill, they were on the way home.
他们之后就付了油钱就继续回家。
And the mayor looked at his wife and said, "Honey, who is Joe?"
然后这个市长丈夫就问这个妻子说，哎，那个 Joe 是谁啊？刚才你跟他讲话。
And she said, "Well, Joe was a boy that I knew in high school."
哦 ，Joe 是我以前在高中的一个认识的人。
Actually, we were really good friends.
事实上我们是个非常好的朋友。
Well, actually, we even talked about getting married maybe someday.
那时候我们还曾经谈起过，也许我们有一天会结婚。
And the mayor looked at his wife and said, "Honey, just think of this."
丈夫就对这个妻子说，哦，你应该这么想一想。
If you had married Joe, you'd be the wife of a gas station guy.
如果你真的嫁给了 Joe 的话，你现在就是一个加油站的工人的妻子了。
Not the wife of the mayor,
而不是一个费城的市长。
And she said, "Oh no, honey."
她说这个妻子就说，哦，不会，不是这样的。
If I had married Joe,
如果我真的嫁给了 Joe,
he would be the mayor of Philadelphia.
他就会成为费城的市长。
You see, a husband and a wife can really influence one another. True?
你能从这个故事看到，丈夫和妻子真的能够互相的影响。
We can help our husband, our wife, be the best person they can possibly be.
我们可以使我们的丈夫或者我们的妻子成为他们可以成为最好的人。
It's one of the reasons that God has given us marriage.
这是神让我们成家结婚的一个目的之一。
So that we can be partners together and help one another.
所以丈夫和妻子能够合为一起，能够一起成长。
So how does a husband really help his wife to be the best person she can be?
那么丈夫怎么能够帮助妻子成为她能够成为最好的人呢？
Here we want to look at 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7.
所以这里我们想看一看彼得前书的三章第七节。
1 Peter 3 and 7.
彼得前书三章第七节。
And I will read this passage to you. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wife, and treat her with respect as the weaker vessel, and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers.
好，那个能不能把那个放到第三章？ 这地方有一个特殊的翻译啊。好，谢谢。同样，你们做丈夫的要按情理与妻子同住，将女性当作比较软弱的器皿而尊重她们，也当作是生命之恩的共同继承人。这样，你们的祷告就不会受拦阻。So
in this passage of scripture, we see a number of things.
在这段经文里头，我们看到一些事情。
The first thing for a husband then is to live with your wife.
对丈夫的第一件事呢，就是说要和妻子同住。
It says dwell with her according to understanding.
这里说要按着情理与妻子同住。
So the first point is this.
所以第一点是
Can you put a no on to the next one? There we go. Live with your wife. Be home when you are home.
这个呢，第一点就是说，要和你的妻子同住。当你在家的时候，你要珍视这个家，成为一个家。The
text in Scripture says that a husband is to live with his wife.
所以这里圣经说，丈夫要和妻子同住。It's
to be home when we're home.
这就是说，当你在家的时候，你心里真实在这个家里面。
Now, sometimes for men, that's difficult.
这是有时候对丈夫这是一个困难的事情。When
Ruth and I were a young couple,
当我和Ruth刚刚结婚的时候,
I was out 5 nights every week.
我有时候一周要有5天的晚上在外面。So
I was only home 2 evenings in the week.
所以在一周里头，我只有2天在家。
Now, I was serving the Lord.
我那时在服侍神。
I was holding down another job during the day.
我还在白天还有另外一份工作。
But I was at a prayer meeting one night.
一周我要一天在这个祷告会。
I was training some youth leaders another night.
我还要训练一些年轻的同工。
We were doing an outreach another night.
我还要另外一个晚上我还要去做这个宣教的工作。
And I was away from home too much.
我离开家的时间确实很多。And
sometimes, as men, we carry all our troubles home with us.
有时候作为一个男人，我们也会把遇到的一些麻烦带回家。And
our body may be home, but our mind is somewhere else.
我们的身体虽然在家，但我们的头脑还在外面。Does
this make sense?
这是不是有这样的情况呢？
So a man can be sitting in front of a TV set.
一个男人可能坐在一个电视机前。
And he's not really spending time with the family.
他没有花时间和家人在一起。
Does this make sense?
这是不是有意义？
Sometimes we carry our troubles home with us.
有时候我们把麻烦带到家中。
And we're not able to be fully present with our family.
我们实际上我们的心并没有跟我们家人在一起。
Another story.
另外一个故事.
It's the story of the trouble tree. Trouble tree.
这又是关 tree.
A tree. trouble tree.
这是有关一个有麻烦的树的故事啊。
Okay, so there was a man who would come home from work.
有一个人那个come home from work.
Come home from work.
有一个男人从工作的时候回家工作完了。
And there was a tree in his front yard.
在他的前院有一棵树。
And he would go over to the tree.
他就走到这个树旁边。
And stand there for a minute.
他站了一会儿，站了一分钟。
And then just go like this.
有一个 go.
Just pretend he's putting something in the tree.
他假装放一些东西在树上。
And then he'd smile.
他笑。
And walk into his house.
他就然后就一边笑着一边回到他家中。
And then the next morning when he came out,
第二天早晨他出来从家里出来。
He'd go over to the tree.
他又来到这个树旁边。
And put his hand in the tree.
他又把他的手放在树上。
And come down and then go off to work.
然后又去工作了。
So his neighbor thought he was a little crazy.
他的邻居想他可能有点发疯了。
So his neighbor asked him, "What are you doing?"
有的邻居就问他说你到底在干什么？
And the man said, "Oh, this tree is my trouble tree."
哦，这是我的一棵特殊的树，它叫麻烦树。
When I come home, I have so many troubles on me.
当我回到家的时候，我总是有很多麻烦在我身上。
I go to the tree.
我来到这个树。
I put all my troubles on the tree.
我把我所有的这个麻烦放到树上。
And then I go into my family.
然后我就回到家中。
So I can be fully present with my wife and my children.
所以我可以和我的妻子和我的孩子们真的同在。
And when I come out in the morning,
等我第二天早晨出离开家的时候
，I take some troubles from the tree.
我又从这个树上拿一些麻烦。
But sometimes some of the troubles have just gone away.
但有些时候这些麻烦就自然的就走了。
It's a good example.
这是一个很好的例子。
Of leaving our troubles outside.
把我们的这个麻烦放在外面。
So we can come home and love our wife and love our children.
这样当我们回到家的时候我们就可以爱我们的妻子爱我们的孩子。
And help our children know Jesus.
帮助我们的孩子认识基督。
And encourage our wife in her spiritual walk.
来鼓励我们的妻子，让他们能够在他们的灵里面有长进。
So the first point is to really live with your wife.
就是这第一个要点，就是我们真的要和我们的妻子住在一起。
Be home when you're home.
当我们在家的时候，我们真的是要。
The second point here is to know your wife.
第二点呢，就是要了解你们的妻子。
The text says, "Live with your wife in an understanding way."
要理解你的妻子用按着一个有理解心同理心来理解你的妻子。
This means to really study your wife and come to understand her.
这就是说你真的要去研究学习你的妻子并且理解她。
This is a command to our mind, men.
这是对我们思想的一个命令。
We need to figure out what does she like, what does she not like.
我们需要了解她，我们的妻子喜欢什么，不喜欢什么。
Physically, does she need rest or does she need exercise?
比如说，她在身体上是真的愿意来活动呢，还是愿意来休息
？Emotionally, how can I encourage her?
在情感上，我是否能够来鼓励她
？Spiritually, how is my wife growing in the Lord?
灵里面她是成长的怎么样
？Can I encourage her to be in a Bible study？
我是否能够通过一个圣经的学习能够来鼓励她
？Can we study the Bible together at home？
我们是否可以一起来学习圣经
？Can we pray together？
我们是否可以来一起来祷告
？For the first many years of our lives，
在我们生命的早些年。
Ruth and I got up early every morning, and we prayed together.
Ruth, 她早晨起得比较早，我们一起来祷告。
We told our kids we wanted them to stay in their bedroom until a certain time.
我告诉我们的孩子们说，让他们在他们自己的卧室，一直待着，等到一个特殊的时间到了。
And one of our daughters told us this later.
我们的一个女儿以后这样跟我们说。
She said, "Mom and Dad, I would open my door and look down the hallway."
有时候我会打开我卧室的门，在那个楼梯间我来张望。
And I could see Mom and Dad sitting on the couch praying.
我能看到我的父母坐在沙发上来祷告。
She said, "That's when I knew that God is real."
这是我为什么知道神是真实的。
Our life together as husband and wife is communicating to our children.
当我们的夫妻的生活实际上是向我们的孩子说一些事情。
So know your wife, really study her.
所以真的要来了解你的妻子，来学习你的妻子。
The next point is to honor your wife, give her the gift of esteem.
下一个点就是说使你的妻子得荣耀，给她尊重做礼物。
So I'll read this verse again. It says, "Treat her with respect or with honor."
那些经文，在经文里说是你要尊重他们，
Yeah, or giving honor to the wife.
要给你们的妻子尊重。
To honor our wife means to really listen to her well.
给你的妻子尊重的一个事情就是说要真正的听你的太太。
If you translated the word honor from the Hebrew language,
如果你把这个荣耀这个词从希伯来文翻译过来的话，
it would mean heavy.
它的意思是说非常的沉。
This means that when my wife speaks, I need to take her words very seriously.
这是说当我的妻子在说话的时候，我必须得把她的话当成特别重要的事情。
To give her honor,
给她荣耀。
Treat her with respect,
给她尊重。
Ruth and I have been married for 46 years, 46.
如何我已经结婚了46年了。
I got it right.
我必须得说对了。
Our first 10 years were very difficult.
我们的开始的结婚之后的头十年非常的困难。
We struggled with many things.
我们在很多事上有的争执。
And about 10 years into our marriage,
当我们的结婚第十个年头来了的时候，
I heard a teaching on this very verse.
我听到了一个关于刚才我们读到的这些经文的一个见证，一个讲道。
And I realized I was not honoring and respecting my wife properly.
所以我突然意识到我没有正确的来尊重我的妻子。
I felt very deeply corrected in my heart.
我感到我的心真的被触动了，被打到了。
And as I began to honor Ruth more,
当我开始学习来给我的妻子更多尊重的时候，
to really listen to her when she spoke to me,
当她跟我说话的时候，我真正的去认真的去听的时候，
our relationship began to change for the better.
我们的关系开始渐渐好起来。
Before that, I was thinking, why doesn't she just think like I think?
在这之前，我总是想，哎，她怎么不跟我用一种方式来想问题？
Why can't she just get with my program here?
她为什么不能想到我所想的？
But afterwards, I was listening to her.
但之后我就开始来听她讲的。
And finding out how she would think.
慢慢的知道她怎么想的。
And this made a wonderful difference in our marriage relationship.
从此以后，这个改变真是非常的好。
To give her honor,
给她尊重。
A couple of things that a wife needs,
我妻子们需要一些事情。
One thing is affection,
一件事就是爱。
Telling her that I love her,
告诉她我爱你。
Finding ways to show her that I love her,
找一些办法来能够表达出你的爱。
Another thing is communication.
另外一件事就是来沟通。
Sometimes men can be the strong, silent type.
有时候男人就像一个非常安静的类型。
We just zip our mouth.
我们就是把我们的嘴拉上拉链。
But communication is so important, isn't it?
但是沟通是非常非常重要的。
To talk through our issues and our difficulties.
把我们的问题，把我们的难处都能够讲清楚。
But also to share the good things.
但同时也是要来讲那些好的事情。
So to give her honor.
所以给她尊荣。
And then our words too, when we're talking, are so important.
另外的很重要的话语这里面。
Proverbs 18 and 21 says this.
箴言十八章二十五。
Proverbs 18:21.
十八章二十一。箴言十八章二十一节。
It says the tongue has the power of life or death.
他说，生死在舌头的权下。
Okay, so we can speak life words to one another.
我们可以之间彼此说造就的生命的话。
By encouraging one another.
这样就能够鼓励互相鼓励。
Or we can speak death words.
我们可以说那些带向死亡的话。
That hurt our partner.
可这样就使我们的这个伙伴受到伤害。
So communication is so important.
所以沟通是非常重要的。
It's one way we honor our wife.
这是一个沟通是我们能够荣耀使我们的妻子得荣耀的方式。
Now why should we honor our wife?
但是我们为什么要使我们的妻子得荣耀呢？
This text of scripture says, honor her as the weaker vessel.
这里说要尊荣我们的妻子就像一个我们妻子是一个软弱的器皿一样。
Now this is a troubling verse.
这是一个有点困难的经文。
How is a woman weaker than a man?
为什么妻子比丈夫软弱呢？
Intellectually?
是智力吗？
I don't think so.
我不这么想。
I know my wife is really smart.
我知道我的妻子真的是很聪明。
How about physically?
是不是他们身体上比较软弱？
Oh, maybe.
哦，也许是的。
Maybe I could beat her up, but I don't want to.
我也可以打她，但是我不想这么做。
Emotionally?
是情感上吗？
My wife is more in touch emotionally than I am.
我的妻子比我更容易在情感上受感动。
I need to listen to her when she has an emotional response to something.
当她有感情上的一些回馈的时候，我需要来听。
So this balances me.
这个使我能够有一些平衡。
But we're really asking the wrong question.
但实际上我们这里真的问了一个错误的问题。
Because weaker, the term weaker vessel is an idiom.
Because 因为这个软弱的器皿呢是一个俗语。
It's a figure of speech which cannot be taken literally.
这不是一个用文学意义上能够直接解释的词。
I'll give you an example.
我要给你们一个例子。
I was with a friend of mine he's really big and really strong.
有一天我和一个我的朋友在一起，他是非常非常的壮的一个。
And we wanted to play soccer in a field.
我想跟他们，我想跟一些人一起来踢足球，在一个场地里踢足球。
But there's a really big rock right in the middle of the field.
在这个足球场中间有一个非常大的石头。
So my friend went over and he picked up this rock.
我的朋友就来到这个球场中间，把这个石头举起来了。
Carried it off the field and dropped it over there.
他把这个石头扔到了这个球场的边上。
And some other guys were standing around.
有一些其他朋友正在边上看。
And they looked at him and they said,、oh, Russian bear.、
他们看到他就指他说，哦，这是一个俄罗斯熊。
Now that's an idiom.
这是一个俗语啊。
He was not Russian.
他不是俄罗斯人。
And he was not a bear.
他也不是熊。
But we know what he meant, right?
但是我们知道这个意思。
He's very strong like a bear.
他是像熊一样的那样的很壮的一个人。
So when this says that treat, give your wife honor as the weaker vessel,
当我们这里说给你妻子荣耀，就像她是一个软弱的器皿。
Everybody in Jesus' time would know exactly what that meant.
当基督那个时代的人听到这句话这个俗语的时候，都能够理解这是什么意思。
A vessel is a container for liquids.
一个器皿呢，就是盛液体的容器。
This is a vessel, right?
这是一个水杯，一个容器。
It contains liquids.
它有可以盛液体。
But this is a stronger vessel.
这是一个比较结实的容器。
You can treat this thing any way you want.
你可以怎么带它都行。
You can.
你可以把它扔在地上。
It's okay.
它是还没有问题。
You can actually.
你还可以把它踢到一边。
Because it's a stronger vessel.
因为它很结实。
It doesn't matter how you treat it.
它不在乎你怎么对待它。
But,
但是
this is a weaker vessel.
你看看这个就是一个比较软弱的器皿。
This is precious.
它是很珍贵的。
This belonged to Ruth's mother.
这是露丝妈妈的。
And she gave it to Ruth.
她把这个给了 Ruth.
And it's very precious to us.
这所以它对我们来说非常珍贵。
It's a weaker vessel.
它是一个不那么结实的。
We treat this with great honor and great respect.
我们对它非常的尊重，非常的保护它们。
We're very careful how we treat this.
我们非常认真的来对待这个。
We treat it with great honor.
我们非常对它很有让它很有尊严。
And that's exactly what Jesus is telling us in this passage.
这就是基督在这里面要告诉我们的。
Husbands, treat your wife with honor.
所以丈夫们
as the weaker vessel,
尊重你们的妻子，就像他们
as a precious gift from God,
就像他们是个软弱的器皿，但是他们又是神给你们
a priceless
非常珍贵的礼物
a priceless gift to you
是无价之宝。
Men, when we treat our wife in this way.
丈夫们，当我们这样对待我们妻子的时候
，She's going to be happy to live with us.
他们就愿意和我们住在一起。
She's going to be happy to love us back.
他们就非常高兴，来爱我们，回应我们。
She'll be happy to have a submissive heart.
他们就会有一个愿意顺服的心。
And not fight on every little thing.
不会在每一件小事上都来跟我们打仗。
When we treat her.As a precious, priceless gift from God.
当我们把他妻子看成是神给我们的无价之宝，非常珍贵的礼物。
I'm going to wrap this up again. I don't want to break it.
我必须把它包好啊，不能把它摔坏了。
One of the ways we do this, men.
一个我们这样做的一个原因之一是
when we pray with our wife.
当我们和我们的妻子一起祷告的时候
，Maybe you're just crawling into bed at night.
也许你就把自己扔在床上要睡觉。
And you put your arm around her.
你把你的这个手放在她的肩上。
And you say, "Oh God, thank you for this precious gift that you've given me."
你可以这样祷告：哦，亲爱的主，是非常感谢你把这样一个尊贵的礼物，这么样好的礼物，送给了我。
You see how that's a blessing to her heart?
你知道这是一个对她很大的祝福。
So, this is what she is, a priceless person, a gift from God.
这就是妻子，她就是一个无价的、珍贵的。
And also, who she is,
另外，她到底是谁呢？
An equal recipient of God's grace.
她是和你一样承受神的礼物的。
So the Bible says here, treat her with honor as the weaker vessel and as an heir with you of the gracious gift of life.
这里说你带妻子就像要像带那个软弱的器皿，她是和你一同承受产业的。
The point is that For a husband, your wife is absolutely equal alongside you.
对于丈夫来说，你在你你的妻子是和你一样的。
She is your equal partner, given from God.
她是神给你的，你们一起来做伙伴的。
Heir and equal heir together of the gracious gift of life.
你们是一起来来继承，来承受神给你们的产业的。
There's nothing superior about being a man.
这不是说男人是可以在高高在上。
We're all made in the image of God, aren't we?
我们都是照着神的形象造的，难道不是吗？
And so we're all equally into the family of God.
所以我们都是同等的来到神的国度里面。
There's a beautiful verse in Galatians that says this.
有一个那个歌那个
we'll just try to translate it here.
Galatians.
It says, there's no Jew nor Greek.
这里说没有犹太人，没有希腊人。
In other words, ethnic differences are nothing anymore.
你们这里说你们的这些不同已经不存在了。
We're all equal in the family of God.
我们都是在神的国度里是一样的。
There's no slave nor free.
这里没有奴隶也没有主人。
In other words, socially and economically, the rich and the poor, we're all one in the family of God.
不管你是什么样的一个经济的地位，我们都是神家里面的一员。
And it says there's no male nor female.
这里也没有男人和女人。
But we're all one in the family of Christ.
但是我们都是基督家里面的一员。
Now, we do know there's still male and female, right?
但是我们知道在世上还是有男人和女人的。
Yes, we know who a female is and who a male is.
我们也能够看出来谁是男人谁是女人。
But this is saying that we're all equal in the family of God.
但这里说是我们在神的家里都是一样的。
So here's the final point.
所以这是最后的一点。
This verse says, so that nothing will hinder your prayers.
所以呢，这里说，所以没有什么可以使你祷告受阻碍的。
The consequence is this.
这个结果是这样的。
If I do not honor my wife,
如果我不使我的妻子得荣耀。
There's a block in my prayer life with God.
在我生命中就有阻碍，祷告上的阻碍。
I find this so fascinating.
我觉得这个实在是太令人惊奇了。
It's this vertical relationship with God.
这样和神的这个垂直的一样的一个关系。
And the horizontal relationship with one another.
但是还有这个和伙伴的这个水平的关系。
They're connected, aren't they?
他们是有相关的。
So if I say I love God, but I hate my brother,
如果我说我爱我的神，但是我讨厌我的弟兄。
God says I'm a liar.
神说我是一个说谎的人。
So how can I love God who I've not seen and hate my brother who I have seen?
我怎么可能爱那没有看见的神，我而不去爱能够看见的弟兄呢？
The vertical and the horizontal are absolutely connected.
这个垂直的关系和水平的关系是绝对是相关的。
So if I'm not living with my wife and giving her honor as an equal person in God's family, there's a block in my prayer life.
如果我不能够和我的妻子有很好的水平的相处的关系，相爱的关系，在我和神的之间就会有大的阻碍。
This is an important lesson for me as a husband to remember.
这是对我来说，一个丈夫来说，是一个很重要的学习的功课。
On the other hand, if I'm working at this relationship with my wife,
如果在另外一方面，如果我来处理好的处理我和太太的关系的话
，listening to her and honoring her,
听她所讲的，并且给使她得荣耀。
This means that my prayer life is going to be better.
这就意味着我的祷告的生活就能够变得更好。
I think we need to close this way.
我想是不是用这样的来一句话来做一下总结
？Do you want better relationships with the people in your world?
你愿意不愿意在你的世界里头能够跟其他周围的人有个更好的关系
maybe as a husband or a wife or as single people, as friends.
也许是像夫妻之间的关系，也许是像就是一般的朋友的关系。
Do you want a better relationship on this level, on the horizontal level?
你是否愿意有这样一个水平的和你周围人之间的好的关系？
Most of us do, don't we?
是不是大多数人愿意？
The key is this relationship.
这个关键是这个关系，垂直的关系。
The key is our relationship to the living God.
这个关键是我们和神之间的关系。
That's why God left heaven in the first place.
这就是为什么神爱我们，一开始就爱我们。
It's why God became a human. He put on flesh and came here.
这就是为什么神道成肉身来到世上。
The person of Jesus came here to reconcile us to God.
耶稣道成肉身，然后又复活了。
He died on the cross to forgive all of our sins.
他在十字架上死，来原谅我们的罪，使我们和神能够和好。
So that we can have a living relationship with the living God.
所以我们能够有一个真正的活的生命，活的关系，能够和我们真实的活的神在一起。
And part of the fruit of that is that His love comes into our life in a new way.
这样的一个果效就是说，他的爱就能够住在我们心里面。
And then we have this love to give to other people in our world.
然后我们就可以把这样的一个爱，给我们传递给我们周边的人。
Men, we cannot do this on our own.
丈夫们，男人们，我们不能够自己来完成这件事情。
And women, you can't love your husband the way you need to on your own either.
但是妻子们，你们也不能够凭着你们自己来，真实的爱你们的丈夫。
We all need the Lord Jesus Christ in our heart and life.
我们都需要主耶稣基督在我们心里面。
So I don't know. There might be someone here this morning who is not a follower of Jesus Christ yet.
也许今天在我们当中有一些还没有认识耶稣基督的人。
You need Jesus.
你需要基督耶稣。
He loves you.
他爱你。
He gave up all the wonders of heaven to come here.
他把天上所有的好处都带到世上来。
To save us and to give us His kind of life.
他要来拯救你们，把他的生命赐给你们。
Maybe today you would open up your heart and invite Jesus in.
也许今天你愿意打开你的心，来邀请耶稣到你里面。
To turn from the way that you've been living.
从你过去的生活的那种方式中。
To turn to the Lord Jesus Christ.
转向主耶稣基督。
And say, I leave those sins behind.
并且说我要离开那些罪。
I ask you to forgive me.
我来求耶稣来原谅我，赦免我。
And make me your son or your daughter.
使我成为你自己的儿女。
The most important decision in all of life.
这是你人生，整个人生最最重要的一个决定。
Lord God, we thank you for this time this morning.
天上的父，主耶稣，我们今天感谢您今天给我们这段时间。
We thank you that you are the one who has the words of life.
我们感谢您，因为你有在你有生命的话语。
Both for our marriage as husband and wife.
这些话语是为我们这些已经结婚的丈夫和妻子的。
And for all of life.
也是所有人的。
Lord, we open our hearts to you today.
今天主，我们愿意来敞开我们的心。
We ask you to fill us with your love and your truth.
我求你能够把你的爱，把你的真理放在我们里面，充满我们。
And to help us to bring honor to the name of Jesus.
帮助我们能够使主耶稣基督的名得着荣耀。
In all that we do.
我们所有所做的。
Father, would you help the husbands here this morning?
天父啊，我们求你来帮助我们今天的这些丈夫们。
Would you give us your power?
给我们你的能力。
So that we can love our wives as Jesus loved the church.
所以我们可以爱我们的妻子，就像耶稣爱教会。
We need you every day, Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们每天都需要你。
So help us now, we pray.
所以求你来帮助我们。
In Jesus' strong name.
我们以基督得胜的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
非常感谢。